Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we are sitting with author David Black. He has published 10 books. His 10th is called The Extinction Event. Hello, David.
Hi, glad to be here.
Well, you've written TV, you've written film, now your 10th novel, The Extinction Event. Tell me about it.
It started out with two characters talking to each other. They're kind of very, I see it in some ways very differently from the way it turned out. The characters were talking in a kind of 1930s screwball comedy style. And I just started writing and finally found a plot for them. And it starts out with what seems to be a ordinary sex and drug murder, if there is such thing as an ordinary sex and drug murder, and opens up and ends up becoming not about the end of the world, but about the end of reality.
What does that mean, the
end
of reality?
I'm not sure. The end of consciousness, in a way, the end of the consciousness of the characters, of the writer, certainly. About a week after I handed in the manuscript, my editor asked for a sequel, so I'm up against the wall here because I ended reality in this one. It's a little bit of a cheat to say that, but it's but when you read it, I can't describe it more, or I'll give away the twist.
I'm sure a lot of people recognize your name. You were a writer on Hill Street Blues, a very successful television show, and more recently, one of the CSI shows, correct?
I ran CSI Miami for the second half of their first year on the air. I was one of the original writer-producers on Law & Order. I was on that for 2 years, left, came back.
Very different writing styles, TV, movie, books. Talk about the difference, and which is the more difficult of the three?
They're all difficult in their own way. I think this is the first book where I tried to somewhat combine what I learned in television and movies in fiction. Every other book I tried to do in fiction, what I couldn't do on TV or in the movies, because if I could, why not do it as a movie or TV show? So in this book, I think the prose is a little leaner and the dialogue is a little crisper. It owes a lot to what I learned during the past 10 years since my last book.
It's a mystery. It's a thriller. It's got comedic elements. It's three taste treats in one. So in a mystery thriller, you're going to have some heroes and you're going to have some villains. One of the villains in The Extinction Event is not an actual person, but it is dirty electricity. I'm not familiar with that phrase. What does that mean?
Electrical pollution or stray voltage. It's odd that it's such a secret because there have been a number of lawsuits in which people have won. We live in an electrical web, especially in this room right now, for example. Electricity is all around us. And 3% of the population will be affected by it severely. They'll either be through death or genetic changes or cancer. I think a lot of the increased rates of cancer in the second half of the 20th century probably came from stray voltage. And it comes from everything, not just from cell phones. And there is just a Charlie Rose, I think, had a piece on last week about the danger of how we're cooking our brains with cell phones. But everything, your toaster oven, your microwave, televisions. And there's no way to escape it unless we're willing to go back to a pre-industrial civilization. So I think what we have to do is acknowledge it the way we do with cars and say, if you're going to have a culture in which people drive cars, every year there'll be a certain number of accidents and car deaths. And the same thing with stray voltage. It's probably, in terms of immediate impact, more dangerous than global warming, because it's happening right now and affecting us right now.
Okay, so electrical pollution, one of the villains in The Extinction Event. Tell me about your hero, your protagonist, Jack.
Well, Jack is a protagonists who are somewhat flawed are much more interesting, and he is somewhat flawed. He's a lawyer from the wrong side of the tracks. I grew up during the 50s, and when I think there was, in some ways, a much more a greater class consciousness. And I'm always annoyed by movies, TV shows, and books where either no one has jobs, or even though they have ordinary jobs, they live in apartments in New York that only millionaires could afford. But TV show or movie that shows a New York apartment, and it doesn't have at least six locks on it, you know, they didn't live in New York, or it's not realistic. But a lot of the book is about Jack's conflict with Carolyn, our female lead, who came from the right side of the tracks. And so I tried to place the book in a very realistic class setting as well as a geographical setting.
Look forward to reading it, David. As we always look forward to watching your television shows and your movies, your 10th novel, once again called The Extinction Event, the author, David Black. Good luck.
Thank you very much.